This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 90 Palestinians and injured at least 300, according to Gaza's health ministry. Officials said the strike took place in an area the Israeli military had designated as safe for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Deif, as well as Rafa Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Deif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Deif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. Officials say the collapse of a school in northern Nigeria leaves 22 students dead. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has the story.
The Saints Academy College in Plateau State collapsed shortly after students, many of whom were 15 years old or younger, arrived for classes, shortly after emergency services were deployed to the scene. State Governor Caleb Mutfwang has said the collapse is a wake-up call.
Not only are we going to investigate the reasons behind the collapse of that building, we are going to extend our searchlight, we are going to beam our searchlight on all such schools and make sure that they do not endanger anybody's lives in the future.
Building collapses are becoming common in Nigeria, with more than a dozen such incidents recorded in the last 2 years. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Rwandan President Paul Kagame wrapped up his re-election campaign Saturday. The incumbent faces two opponents who say he has overstayed. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
Kagame faces two other candidates, including the Democratic Green Party's Frank Habineza. Habineza told VOA he successfully campaigned in most of the 30 districts across the country recently, and voters have been more enthusiastic this time around.
I'm giving them hope that at least after the 30 years, we need something different.
Kagame joked at the news conference that he never wanted to be president, saying that it was his party that insisted he get into the race in 2000. Decades later, his supporters tell him they want him to run for another term.
You know, these people who made to be president are telling me they still want me to be president.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, in Rwanda.
Facebook has lifted restrictions imposed on Donald Trump after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. It has now placed the former president on equal footing on the platform with President Joe Biden just days before the Republican National Convention. The social media giant initially banned Trump in 2021 after his supporters stormed the Capitol. Last year, it lifted the ban but kept, quote, guardrails in case Trump's posts violated its standards. Now the company has removed those restrictions, reasoning that Trump has not run afoul of them. Meta, Facebook's parent company, says people should be able to hear from the presidential nominees, quote, on the same basis. Goose, the golden retriever, is one of more than 500 of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's canines trained to sniff out drugs, guns, and money at American border points. Reuters' Olivia Zolino has more.
In 2017, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, took the then unprecedented step of training drug-sniffing dogs to detect fentanyl after seeing a rise in the illicit drug and the epidemic of related overdoses that followed. Sydney Aki is the CBP Director of Field Operations for the San Diego Field Office.
The canine program is one of our tools in our huge repertoire that we utilize to focus on our border security mission.
The canine program has proved crucial to the agency's efforts. The vast majority of CBP fentanyl seizures occur at legal border crossings in Arizona and California and involve canines.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. North Korea has threatened to boost its nuclear fighting capability and make the U.S. and South Korea pay, quote, an unimaginably harsh price as it slams its rivals' new defense guidelines that say it says reveal an intention to invade the North. On Thursday, President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol authorized the signing of joint nuclear deterrence guidelines as part of efforts to enhance their capabilities to cope with North Korea's growing nuclear arsenal. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.